We got the sad news this week from public radio station KCRW in Santa Monica that longtime jazz DJ Bo Leibowitz died on Monday at the age of 74. For 40 years, Bo hosted the Strictly Jazz program on the station, sharing the music he loved with Southern California listeners. And with us, he took part in several of our DJ sessions, most recently in May of last year. We started by talking about the name of his longtime show, Strictly Jazz.
Actually, the derivation of the name stems from the fact that the station is known for its eclectic qualities, the flagship show being
Morning Becomes Eclectic. Right.
So it was more, and I didn't even choose the name, it was something before me, but it was to distinguish it because everything else is eclectic, so we wanted to let them know this is just strictly jazz.
Okay, well, let's get to some of the jazz. This is the German-born pianist Monika Herzig with 4CC.
So tell us about this one.
It's written by the bass player, Jennifer Vincent. In fact, the name of the disc is She Rose, and it's an all-female band. But what I like about this particular track for CC is that it has two pairs of instruments that introduce the song. First, the bass and the piano sort of work in tandem to provide the rhythmic backdrop, and there's a sort of sense of urgency about their entrance. And then you have the flute and the trombone, which state the melody, which is rather fragmented, in unison, and then they solo over each other. So it's, I don't know, it has a very urgent feel to it that I find very satisfying.
And Monika Herzig is from Germany. She's now a professor at Indiana University. Tell us more about her.
Well, the Indiana University Jacobs School of Music is one of the finest in the country, and it was basically put together by the late David Baker, who died about a year or so ago. And in fact, Monika Herzig wrote a book about David Baker. So she's one of these people who wears many hats. She's a pianist, she's an educator, she's a writer, and she's a promoter as well.
All right, well, the next one you brought us is from Miles Davis and John Coltrane's album, The Final Tour. This is called Green Dolphin Street. It was performed live in Stockholm. Now, the final tour refers to a tour through Europe with both Davis and Coltrane, and Miles Davis wrote in his biography that John Coltrane grumbled and complained and sat by himself all the time we were over there. Tell us more about that.
Yeah, he was in the midst of forging his own career as a soloist and as a leader, and he really didn't want to go on this tour, and he and Miles had sort of, difficult relationships here and there. But they were perfect for each other. They were a great foil for each other. Miles was very contained and chose his notes carefully, and Coltrane just flooded the area with notes. I mean, he was known as sheets of sound. But anyway, Coltrane was preoccupied with his own career at the time. He had recorded Giant Steps, a monumental album for Atlantic. And this tune, Like Sonny, which was based upon a 10-second phrase that Sonny Rollins had played on a record. And you could tell that he was preoccupied. He had recorded it about 3 or 4 months before this recording of On Green Dolphin Street. And you can hear him sort of noodling around with that song that he had just recorded. And to me, it sort of epitomizes Train's position at this time in 1960 and wanting to stretch out a bit more.
Okay, well, up next, you have brought us the drummer Matt Wilson with his song Anywhere and Everywhere People.
There are people so near nothing, they are everywhere without being seen. There are people so eager to be seen, they nearly always manage to be seen. There are people who want to be everywhere at once, and they seem to get nowhere.
Would you call that singing or talking?
Well, that's definitely talking, and oddly enough, the narrator there is perhaps the greatest bass player alive today, Christian McBride, although he does not perform on the bass here, but he is one of the many narrators that Matt Wilson has used to illuminate the poems of Carl Sandburg.
And in this song, we hear a straight rock and roll beat, not the normal swing you hear in jazz.
Right, right. There's a little bit of backbeat there, but I love the way that the music sort of syncs up with the poem, emphasizing certain words and syllables. For example, the trumpet and the saxophone emphasize the word everywhere, and so it gives it some structure.
They are everywhere without being seen.
And who is Matt Wilson?
Matt Wilson is a drummer from, I believe, the Midwest to begin with, but played with a lot of good people on the East Coast, Lee Konitz in particular, I remember, and he's a very good drummer.
We have time for one more. This is So Long by Melody Gardot.
Don't wait up for me, darling, I'm not coming home. Draw the blinds and set the alarm, 'cause I'm not, no, I'm not coming home.
What a beautiful voice.
Oh, yes, I really like her voice. It's so sensuous, and she has this sort of natural vibrato with this very sensuous quaver to it that reels me in every time. And that song is sort of like a Dear John letter, and it comes from a series of recordings, I believe previously unreleased, of a tour in Europe that spanned from 2012 to 2016. And she, by the way, is sort of the poster child for music therapy, because she was involved in a horrible hit-and-run accident while she was riding her bike. And she was in the hospital for many, many months. And it was very early in her career. She had never recorded before, but she had appeared in some nightclubs in Philadelphia. But it was in that hospital stay that she really got back into the music. And that became her EP. Her initial EP was from that period, and then she just took off from there. She's wonderful.
And this may be surprising to our listeners when you listen to her voice, but she's only 33 years old.
Yeah,
she sounds,
I know.
You know, she's like she's got an old soul.
Exactly, exactly. She sounds like she's been through it all.
Longtime jazz DJ Bo Leibowitz speaking with me in May of 2018. He died on Monday at the age of 74. His colleague, Tom Schnabel, remembered him saying, "When newspapers stopped covering jazz, Bo Leibowitz was unwavering in his commitment to the art form and devoted 40 years to honoring it."